Mist poured into the dark room, collapsing around Vin like a waterfall as she stood in the open balcony doorway. Elland was a motionless lump sleeping in his bed a short distance away.
Apparently, Mistress, he went into the Kolas camp alone. You were asleep, and none of us knew what he was doing. I don't think he managed to persuade the creatures not to attack, but he did come back with some very useful information.
Orisir sat on his haunches beside her. He had not asked why Vin had come to Elland's rooms, nor why she stood quietly watching the former king in the night. She couldn't protect him. She tried so hard, but the impossibility of keeping even one person safe suddenly seemed so real, so tangible to her, that she felt sick. Elland had been right to go out. He was his own man, competent, kingly. What he had done would only put him in more danger, however. Fear had been a companion of hers for such a long time that she had grown accustomed to it, and it rarely caused a physical reaction in her. Yet watching him sleep quietly, she found her hands traitorously unsteady.
I saved him from the assassins. I protected him. I'm a powerful allomancer. Why then do I feel so helpless? So alone?
She walked forward and stepped up to Ellen's bed. He did not wake. She stood for a long moment, just looking at him, peaceful in his slumber. Vin spun. A figure stood on the balcony, straight-backed and black, a near silhouette, even to her tin-enhanced eyes. Mist fell before him, pooling on the floor, spreading out like an ethereal moss.
Sane!
He's not safe, Vin.
He stepped slowly into the room, pushing a wave of mist before him. She looked back at Elland.
He never will be.
I came to tell you that there's a traitor in your midst.
Who?
The man, Demo. He contacted my father a short time before the assassination attempt, offering to open the gates and give up the city.
That makes no sense.
Set's work, Vin. He's a snake, even among high lords. I don't know how he bribed away one of your own men, but I do know that Demo tried to provoke my father to attack the city during the voting.
Vin paused. If Straff had attacked at that moment, it would have reinforced the impression that he had sent the assassins in the first place.
Elland and Penrod were supposed to die. With the assembly in chaos, Set could have taken charge. He could have led his forces along with your own against Straff's attacking army. He would have become the savior who protected Luthadel against the tyranny of an invader.
Vin stood quietly. Just because Zane said it didn't mean it was true. Yet her investigations whispered that Demo was the traitor. She'd recognized the assassin at the assembly, and he had been from Set's retinue, so she knew that Zane was telling the truth about at least one thing. Plus, Set had precedent for sending Allomancer assassins. He had sent the ones months ago when Vin had used the last of her atium. Zane had saved her life during that fight. She clenched her fists, frustration biting at her chest.
If he's right, then Demo is dead, and an enemy Khandra has been in the palace, spending his days just steps away from Elland. Even if Zane lies, we still have a tyrant inside the city, another without. A force of Kolas salivating over the people. And Elland doesn't need me, because there's nothing I can do.
I see your frustration.
Zane stepped up beside Elland's bed, looking down at his sleeping brother.
You keep listening to him. You want to protect him, but he won't let you.
Zane looked up, meeting her eyes. She saw an implication in them. There was something she could do. The thing a part of her had wanted to do from the beginning. The thing she'd been trained to do.
Set almost killed the man you love. Your Elland does as he wishes. Well, let us do as you wish. We have been someone else's knives for too long. Let's show Set why he should fear us.
Her fury, her frustration at the siege, yearned to do as Zane suggested. Yet she wavered, her thoughts in chaos. She had killed well, just a short time before, and it had terrified her. Yet, Elland could take risks, insane risks. Traveling into an army of Kolas on his own, it almost felt like a betrayal. She had worked so hard to protect him, straining herself, exposing herself. Then just a few days later, he wandered alone into a camp full of monsters. She gritted her teeth. Part of her whispered that if Elland wouldn't be reasonable and stay out of danger, she'd just have to go and make sure the threats against him were removed.
Let's go.
Realize this. We can't just assassinate him. Another warlord will take his place and take his armies. We have to attack hard. We have to hit that army so soundly that whoever takes over for Set is so frightened that he withdraws.
Vin paused, looking away from him, nails biting into her own palms.
Tell me, what would your Kelsier tell you to do?
The answer was simple. Kelsier would never have gotten into this situation. He had been a hard man, a man with little tolerance for any who threatened those he loved. Set and Straff wouldn't have lasted a single night at Luthadel without feeling Kelsier's knife. There was a part of her that had always been awed by his powerful utilitarian brutality.
There are two ways to stay safe. Either be so quiet and harmless that people ignore you, or be so dangerous that they're terrified of you.
She met Zane's eyes and nodded. He smiled, then moved over and jumped out the window.
Orisir, I ate him.
The dog paused, then padded up to her, his shoulder splitting.
Mistress, do not do this.
She glanced at Elland. She couldn't protect him from everything, but she could do something. She took the atium from Orisir. Her hands no longer shook. She felt cold.
Set has threatened all that I love. He will soon know that there is something in this world more deadly than his assassins. Something more powerful than his army. Something more terrifying than the Lord Ruler himself. And I am coming for him.